February the 6th, Ravi Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com. And what a crazy world we live in. Dow Jones Industrial Averages today were downright giddy at 1 point, knocking on the door at 12,400. Then all of a sudden, the Federal Reserve governor came out and said something about inflation. That was not good news for the boys on Wall Street. You can't have some Fed governor mentioning inflation. And then all of a sudden, the fear creeps into Wall Street. Well, maybe they're not going to cut rates again. Yesterday, that was all the talk on the floor. Well, you know, things are so bad that maybe the Fed's going to cut a half a point before their next meeting in March. Dow Jones Industrial Averages turned around and headed lower, closing down 65 points at 12,200. NASDAQ off 30 points at 2,278. It's going to get even worse in NASDAQ tomorrow because Cisco, although they met street expectations, they gave a dire outlook for the coming year. S&P 500 off 10 points at 1,326. Now, gold was enjoying a spurt towards $910 until they came out and mentioned the word inflation. But nevertheless, gold back over $900, closing at $901.30, up $13.90. Silver up 20 cents at $16.56. Light's still off in South Africa. Therefore, platinum up $35 at $1,816. Palladium up $1 at $422. Even cheaper gas prices didn't buoy the boys on Wall Street. Crude oil closing down 14 cents at $87 even. And the U.S. dollar, although marginally higher at the close, was pretty much in negative territory most of the day. U.S. dollar closed up 6 basis points to end the day at 76.20. I submit to you that if you can make heads or tails of anything that's going on out there, you're a better person than me. I watch this thing closely every day, and I can't make heads or tails of what these people are doing. All I know is buy gold and lots of it, because something's coming down the pike. Or, put it this way, there's no light at the end of the tunnel yet. Anyway, when we return, our weekly visit with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Friends, on this Wednesday, and as we do each and every Wednesday, great pleasure to welcome Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. How are you doing, sir?
Good to be here, Robbie.
Did you pay any attention to the vote that took place last night here in Arizona?
Yes, I did. I looked at it with quite a bit of interest and some surprise, because our governor, Janet Napolitano, who's very popular, I think, had supported Mr. Obama in opposition to Mrs. Clinton, and that didn't seem to be enough to get Mr. Obama the Democrat nomination here in Arizona.
Missed by about 30,000 votes. Barack Obama got 161,000. Clinton got 195,000.
Right.
How many people live in Arizona? I always look at these numbers and I go, you got to be kidding me.
That was considered a big turnout, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And on the Republican side, John McCain obviously won it with 217,000 votes. Now, this was a state that I actually thought, naively, I guess, some may say, I actually thought Ron Paul had a shot. Because, as you know, you can drive anywhere, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Mesa, Tempe, Glendale, where they had the Super Bowl, and you see Ron Paul signs everywhere.
Yes.
You don't see McCain signs, and you don't see Romney signs, you don't see Huckabee signs. And I actually thought that Arizona still had a Wild West spirit about it. Ron Paul got 19,482 votes. And I guess the point that I'm making is we got a long way to go to try and convince these evangelicals out there that they are going down the wrong path. Because it seems as if you add up the evangelical vote between McCain, we'll leave out Romney, between Huckabee and McCain, they got almost a quarter of a million votes.
Yes, they did. And, of course, John McCain is a favorite son here.
He has less than 42% favorable. He has a 42% favorable rating in the state of Arizona.
That's right. But, of course, in the primary, you have only the Republicans, and, of course, his rating would be a lot higher with the Republicans. But there's a big anti-McCain movement within the state because he's pretty well known, and a lot of his habits and practices and things that people don't like about him are fairly well known here. And so there is quite a bit of resistance to McCain. And I guess I just don't know the answer to why these things do happen. I like you, thought Ron Paul stood a pretty good chance of getting a quite a respectable vote.
Yeah, absolutely. But I guess the point that I'm making with this comparison here is the enormous influence that evangelicals had on this vote. Because if you look at the religious beliefs of McCain, Romney, and Huckabee, and Ron Paul, if you are a true Christian, it is a no-brainer. Ron Paul is, without question, the true Christian here. As we know, John McCain and his recent rise is thanks in large part to his close affiliation to Joe Lieberman, and some are suggesting that AIPAC came to his aid and rescue, financially speaking, about two months ago.
I agree with you. I think Mr. McCain's ability to get the Christian right vote is wrapped up a lot in his war policy and essentially his strong posture of ready for war at any time, ready for battle at any moment, ready to lead, ready to be the CEO of the war machine, which he makes very clear, this is how he feels, fits in with the views of the evangelical Christian right, even if they don't have a strong feeling about John McCain's Christianity. I mean, John McCain doesn't say much about his Christianity, and there's not much reason to feel that he is devoutly Christian from things he says and the way he acts. But what he does portray is a very strong paternalistic view of ready to fight at a drop of the hat.
Yeah.
That has been his history, and I think that is being perceived by the Judeo-Christian right as making him sort of the Father Jehovah image of the warring God. And this is the attitude, and of course we've talked about this a lot, and for your listeners, war is all wrapped up in the Christian right's idea of our country. It really has to be a part of it. A very prominent, I don't know if prominent is the right word for Jack Van Impe, but a well-known and successful, financially successful, evangelical leader on all the television programs, Jack Van Impe, has come out with a new book, and in that he says that will the year 2012 be the year of culmination, and he's talking about the end of the earth or the beginning of the apocalyptic period. I guess he means the day of the rapture, because he even mentions a day, December 21st, 2012. Will This Be History's Final Day? That's the name of his book. Will This Be History's Final Day? Question mark. So obviously, there's a big war agenda in here, because the way the Earth is supposed to end is in a huge cataclysmic war. So what you have is the evangelical feeling is that war is an inevitability that is good for us, that we really need to have this, because we can't see this coming of the second coming of Christ and the end times, this final event, until we have this war. So when somebody like John McCain stands up there and smiles and looks very fatherly and talks about, grandfatherly maybe, and then talks about his willingness to conduct war, this has a way of, believe it or not, clicking with those that you're referring to as the Christian right. They actually identify with that. And in the absence of somebody else standing up in front of them and saying, I am Pastor so-and-so and I want to lead you from the White House, they're going to turn to that person. They're going to turn to that person in preference to perhaps Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. And of course, Romney has a disadvantage in that he is very favorably thought of by a small fraction of the Christian right called the Mormon Church, but that's a relatively small block compared to the broader evangelical church, and of course the broader evangelical church does not want a Mormon, because they view him as apostate. So I think what you're saying is you're wondering about McCain getting the Christian right vote, and as we've said in our discussions before, it looks like McCain is well on his way to getting the Christian right vote. And I, of course, Mike Huckabee, who is a Baptist pastor, he in the Solid South, in the areas where you have huge evangelical votes, he came out very well. He got a large part of that vote.
We have been these people have been predicting the end of time since the beginning of time.
Well, since about 1850, I suppose, would be the first time that anybody in the United States really heard about these predictions. Organized predictions from an organized evangelical church predicting end times. Part of that, of course, this was viewed otherwise. It was viewed that Christ has already come, that his kingdom is established, and it's our job to carry out his wishes for us, his demands and desires for us, and his proclamations for us. The evangelical Christian right put that off into the future.
Yeah.
And wrapped it around the war scenario.
We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Take a short break and be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Something I could never do. Never knew that I could feel this much. But this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion. And I can't get enough. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love me. Don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for a Wednesday. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. So the latest end of times is 2012.
According to Jack Van Ampe, and that's the newest prediction, I guess, of the year. And here's what he says. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I'm always good for a laugh.
Jack Van Ampe and his wife, his name is Roxella. She has a gorgeous blonde hairdo. She's also a doctor.
With a lot of makeup?
Yeah, they're both PhDs, it says here. And here's the title of this. Could various cultural and secular sources be right about the Earth's final days? Then he quotes these. Ancient Romans believed that 2012 would be a historic year. Ancient Mayan prophecy of the world's end revolved around 2012. He doesn't say how he's derived all of this or who came up to these conclusions. He just concludes these things. Ancient Chinese I Ching, predicted doomsday in 2012. And the 16th century English prophetess Mother Shipton said history would end in 2012. Do these prophecies from all over the world correspond with the truth of God's word? In their existing video teachings, Dr. Jack and Roxella Van Impey demonstrate the very real possibility. They don't say it's a certainty now, mind you, but they say the very real possibility that 2012 could be the year of culmination. Could December 21st 2012 be history's final days. This is their statement. And they're selling two $24 of books and tapes to support this idea. Now, what's interesting about this is that these final ending days are all wrapped up in war. War is what the whole theme is of these end times. It's all centers around war, huge war in Israel. And for that reason, it becomes very important that the state of Israel is wrapped up in all of this. And so when we come back to John McCain, he plays to this idea of war is healthy, war is necessary, and especially war in the Middle East. And of course, what he needs in order to remain popular is the support of a certain element of the Christian right who are comfortable with him and vote for him. And then, of course, a lot of this comes from his endorsement that he gets from, you mentioned AIPAC, and other leaders, active leaders in political Israel, who let it be known that they are very comfortable with both John McCain and Hillary Clinton. That Hillary Clinton would be a wonderful president, and they think John McCain would be a great president for the United States. Yep. And then they let it be known who they're not comfortable with. And so then it becomes quite difficult for these people who Israel is not comfortable with to get the support of people like Jack Van Impe. Now, I don't know if Jack Van Impe says anything about elections. He may or may not. But others let it be known very clearly. They let their names be used. They give out endorsements. They make appearances, and they know how to allow themselves to be used so that people who listen to them will tend to look at a certain politician and say, he is going to steer us in the right direction. This is sort of the subtleties of McCain, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And you're absolutely correct with Hillary Rodham Clinton. I mean, her biggest stumbling block when she's debated Barack Obama is to give a clear understanding of her thought processes leading up to her voting to give the president authority to go to war against Saddam Hussein. And because of her inability to explain how she came about her decision, it's all simply based on her decision to vote for that war resolution was based on nothing more than obviously to appease the Jewish vote in New York. But she can never say that.
No, she can't quite say that, but she can let it be known that Israel is our best friend and that we need to support military actions that are useful, necessary, and helpful to the state of Israel.
Yeah.
And they do.
And they do.
Now, I have a very good statement here. Maybe we can read it when we come back. From one Dr. David Cloud telling us exactly what the end times is all about. So it tells us what Dr. Van Impe is talking about here.
And we will do that after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Twitch. Sometimes I swear this body's got a mind of its own. This is the naked truth. This is the light. There's only one place left to go.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for a Wednesday. Speaking with Charles Castles from Straight Gate Ministries. And you were going to tell us something, Charles.
Oh, okay. I might state about Jack Van Impe that your listeners can, if they want to look up his statements in his book, his website is jvim.com for Jack Van Impe, jvim.com, and look at his material there and see that he actually does say these things. One of the conservative voices that's around, you may have heard of him, is the Reverend David Cloud. He's quite popular, very popular among conservative Christian groups and generally among conservatives. He's published quite widely. We see his see him on the internet all the time, and he writes profusely. And he's pro-life. He's anti-homosexual. He's against. He's for for the administration and the administration's wars. He doesn't speak out against those. And he's very anti-Islamic, but he generally is popular among conservatives, and he would be considered a kind of an oracle of the conservative right. And in a recent story, he decided to tell us what we could expect from the Great Tribulation, and so he gave a little summary of it here. I thought it was quite good. And here's what he says. Any troubles that this world is experiencing today are nothing compared to the Great Tribulation to come. This is the seven-year period is described in great detail in Revelations, and he tells where. And he's talking about the book of Revelations, which I don't think this is describes this, but that's where he uses his reference. So he's talking about the same event that Jack Van Impe is predicting here in 2012. He's saying the Great Tribulation beginning, and here's how he say it begins. At the very opening of the tribulation, one-fourth of the earth's population will die from war and famine. So if you listen to Jack Van Impe, that's going to happen in 2012, right away. A little later, he says, a third of all the ships in the sea will be destroyed. And a third of the water of the earth will be poisoned. And he talks about swarms of locusts that will devour men. And then a war will take place. And an army of 20 million marches from the east into Jerusalem, where they will all be slaughtered. And then the Antichrist will rule. Keep in mind, this is all imminent. It's coming before Hillary Clinton has been in office for 4 years. This will take place. The Antichrist will rule and require that all men bow to his image and take his mark or die. The sun will become so hot that men will be scorched with a great heat. And he goes on and on in this about the hailstones that weigh 75 pounds and all the other terrible things that he firmly believes the Bible is predicted will happen at during these end times. No person living today has to go through these terrible judgments. We're still living in the era of good tidings, of great joy, and shall be to all people. And he quotes Luke 2:10, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he died for our sins and was buried and rose and offered eternal salvation to whosoever shall believe in him as Lord and Savior. The Bible says God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. It is his will, rather, that all men would be saved. So he's saying that Christians, of course, can be saved from all of this. So when you think about Jack Van Impe's predictions, that these are the events that he's talking about in 2012. So you can see how war is wrapped up in every word of it. And if you really take this seriously, and you believe that this is anything like imminent and true, then you have to be looking for war, to war, and actually praying for war. And it's been said many times that that Judeo-Christians really cannot pray for peace because they need to be constantly hoping that God is bringing about this final cataclysmic end to the earth in very, very near. And, of course, that they will be personally saved from it. And so this is why it's very easy for demagogues to play to this, even if all they do is look and act fatherly, and then talk about their powerful war leadership and their ability to lead us in times of war. And so, at a time when we have most people fed up with war and wanting to have it stopped, you still have this strong element that our politicians are playing to. And who actually are very influential because they're out there voting in these primary elections.
Well, there's no question about it, and I think your recent experience speaks volumes. Relay the story for folks who were with us last week. I think it was last week. It was last week when you had a vigil outside a church here in Scottsdale, and you attempted to communicate with the pastor.
Yes, we did a vigil, and we learned a long time ago that it's very hard to deal with pastors like David Cloud. We wouldn't expect him to sit down and confer with us. In fact, Robbie, one reason I know about him is that I remember distinctly that he wrote us an insulting letter and urged us not to send our Pharisee watch to him anymore. And he was too busy to read things like that, and that was how I learned who he was. I took an interest in people that write me letters like that, and sure enough, I remained on his mailing list, so I get everything that he publishes. I don't want to be, I want to be informed whether I agree or not. And so I never take myself off the mailing list of somebody I don't like. But people like this, by reflex, want to be removed from your mailing list. They don't want to hear what we have to say. They don't want it to cross their ears. The same was true of this pastor local pastor. We conducted a vigil. It's just a routine affair. But we had a dialogue, and a number of questions were asked. You forwarded a couple of questions to me. We asked him those questions, and his answer came back in a very generalized way, and he basically refused to answer any of our questions. He just simply said, "I don't answer questions from people I don't get along with," or something like that. And he absolutely just ducked with a generality, gave us a generality and ducked. And as you saw, my response to him was to invite him to lunch. Why don't we spend a little bit of time and have lunch and talk about it at least? And his response to that was, "No, I don't have time to have lunch with you." And so. And have no inclination to. And so I think the entire Christian right is incapable of debating their position.
Oh, absolutely. But you left out the most important part.
Okay.
About how he blocked access to his email, or he scrapped the email address that you were conversing with him on.
Yeah, I guess so. He did what David Cloud did. He didn't want to make sure he didn't get any more email from us.
I mean, that is a sign of a closed mind.
Well, it is, and this is the reason that we figured that out a long time ago, and that was why we adopted the tactic of not trying to reason with pastors, but instead to go to their church with a message that we can deliver in literature form or with posters and signs that are very explicit, and that we can take over the head of the pastor and around him and to the congregation and let the congregation know that there is someone who thinks that they should be thinking, that they should be looking at what it is they're being taught in that church. And that's the very reason that we started this program of going to the churches. But we're not the first. Jesus preached in the yards of the synagogue. And Martin Luther nailed his thesis on the door of the church. And so, historically, the disciples have always gone to where the church leaders were, and knowing that the church leaders wouldn't listen to them, they basically found a way to deliver the message to the congregation as they came and went. And that's basically what we do, and for that very reason, it is a closed-mindedness that's very hard to comprehend. And that you have to get used to. But when you get used to it, you begin to realize how important it is that we break through this and that we actually get through to people that are in these churches who are being taught that they too need to be closed-minded.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that you know we have to deal with this on a consistent basis. Because even sometimes I feel guilty about it, just simply because I have this philosophy that, you know, we all free people to believe in whatever we will. The problem that I have is when some person's belief system will actually affect my way of life without having the ability to have an open and honest debate about their thesis.
That's
and I
right.
think this is one of the major problems that we are going to. Well, first of all, I think because this country is so fractured at this point in time, if John McCain, and I'm biting my tongue as I say this, looks like he will inevitably become the Republicans' nomination for president. He is basically, because he is such a flawed individual, whether it's President Hillary Rodham Clinton or whether it's President Obama, that's who we are going to have in January of 2009.
That seems to be quite likely, because as we as the economy continues to unravel, as it's doing, as you've talked about so much, and this along with the very unpopular war and a growing understanding of the declining dollar, things people can't help but learn because they're experiencing them in their own pockets, the great inflation, the food inflation, there's going to be a turning against the people that put us there, and that's, of course, going to be the Republican side. And it's going to be very easy for Hillary Clinton or Mr. Obama, either one, to point out that the economy is in ruin. The dollar is in ruin, the war is in ruin, and there isn't much that isn't in ruin. So it's going to be very hard if there was ever a good time to be a Democrat and running against a Republican, this would seem to be it.
I hate to use the phrase, but it's a slam dunk.
A slam dunk is what it really looks like, and this has been something that seemed to be in the cards for quite a long time, and it's growing by the day. So the really question comes down to, of course, we would love to see Ron Paul. I like you, would love to see Ron Paul or someone who would listen to Ron Paul somehow miraculously get a nomination. But I'm not sure that Ron Paul could even win as a Republican, even if he had all of the press and the ability to communicate with his ideas, which makes so much sense and are so clear to most people when they actually listen to them and hear them. But I'm not sure any Republican in the face of what we now see economically and militarily is going to defeat any Democrat who gets the nomination.
It shows you how far down the road we've come from the brainwashing of a large swath of the American electorate. And don't get me started on who should be voting and who shouldn't be voting. I think we should really revamp this whole theory of one man, one vote, which was flawed from its inception. Because, quite candidly, looking at the returns from last night, I would say that three-quarters of the people who voted in these various elections around the country should not have the right to vote, because quite clearly they do not understand the issues, they have absolutely no understanding of American history, and more importantly, they have absolutely no idea of what the world is like outside of the shores of continental United States.
Well, we're not even sure who pulls the levers, for that matter, because of electronic voting machines. So I guess we have we're stuck with that system, and I do hope that there is more surveillance of the of voting machines this time around, because there seems to be a growing concern about that.
Well, I'd still like to know whose grand idea it was for voting machines, unless it was the person who figured out how to rig elections, which is the reason why they like these voting machines. I don't know why we don't return to a pencil and paper, as was the case for many years, worked very successfully, and there was no question and I guess that's why they introduced Diebold, because they wanted to have the ability to rig the vote. And there's no question in my opinion these votes are rigged. I don't even believe half of these returns that have come out for Ron Paul. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me that we are the fifth largest city in America, and Ron Paul couldn't generate more people than could fill a basketball court. There's something wrong with it. It doesn't compute with something really, really monkey went on with the vote here in Arizona yesterday. Anyway, we're speaking with Charles Carlson. If you'd like to get hold of Charles, grab a pen and piece of paper. We'll get that information.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
Segment for this Wednesday, speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. If you'd like to get hold of Charles, you can write to him at We Hold These Truths or Straight Gate Ministries at P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona 85267, or you can give him a call at 480-947-3329. Or if you have internet access, and everybody should have, just simply go to his website at WHTT.org. And Charles, you want to tell me a little bit about, you got a new posting up there, A Short Walk into the World's Largest Prison. You've put together a video presentation of a trip you made through Palestine.
Yes, indeed. This was in 2003. I was one of the last people probably get into the Gaza Strip, and it was difficult to get in. And this, and I wrote a 9-part series about it. And this, a short walk into the world's biggest prison, which is Gaza, is about that. And it was a memorable experience then, and even more so today. And so we've reposted this, and we also have a audiovisual which we can provide to people who would like to have it. You can go to our bookstore. I was going to say that the events in Gaza in the last week, this first week in January or February, have been the most memorable experiences that I can remember. You had almost 300,000 people estimated to break out over the wall between Gaza and Egypt and stream into Egypt and go on a buying spree there because they were starving, literally starved by the Israelis, not allowed to have food, electricity, no heat, no gasoline for their autos if they have any, no food for their animals such as their donkeys. And the amazing thing about this, Robbie, it was after the smoke is cleared and these people are back inside the wall, most of them, and the wall has been prepared. There were no reports of vandalism. There were no thefts. There were no rapes or murders. There were no robberies. They simply foraged into Egypt and went to the small towns and bought things and then carried them back. And it was amazing breakout, almost like the coming down of the Berlin Wall. At Brandenburg, maybe, and a memorable time in history when people actually broke out of this prison and then peacefully went into their neighbor's country to buy what they could and took it back to their starving families. And I think this has produced an experience that's going to be very memorable, very important, and is going to help turn the world toward the plight of the Palestinian people, and especially the Gazans who are locked in this little jail. And my little story, A Short Walk into the World's Biggest Prison, is about my experience there. So you go to Pharisee Watch, and there it is.
And their website address again is whtt.org. Charles, as usual, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Till tomorrow, my friends. See you back.